to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil.
I'm going to start a series. I think it's going to be 4 weeks. That's how I've planned it to be. The principle of gathering. The principle of gathering. This is part one of the principle of gathering. And my subtitle will be Getting Things Out of the Way. Getting things out of the way. Sometimes all we need to do to see growth in our lives is to gather some things out of our lives and get them out of the way. Because life can sometimes be full of so much stuff, so many things happening that they cover, they clutter, they become a hindrance to us. And sometimes our gathering, like what we do when we are cleaning up our home, is to go and gather up a lot of stuff that are in the way, put them together, and take them out of the way. And so today we're going to look at that principle of gathering, of taking some things out of the way. Because there are some things in your life, in my life, that must be taken out of the way. And if we allow them where they are, they will be a hindrance to us. They will obscure God's blessing over our lives. Somebody say, I'm going to take some stuff out of the way. Are you really going to do that? You sure? All right, let's go to the Bible, to the book of Genesis, and we'll look at Genesis chapter 1, and I'll read from verse 9 to 12. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself, on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. In the passage, we see a conflict going on. It's a conflict between two forces. And these two forces are antagonistic to each other, or they are not helping each other. And most of us who are familiar with the Bible, with the opening passages of the Bible, is that when the book of Genesis opens on this earth, the Bible says that everything is covered with water. There's water all over the place. Now, it's difficult for us to imagine it, but that's how it was. There was no dry land. It was water all over the place. And so this was a planet of water, or a globe of water. And so when you look into this passage, there are two forces that are described there. The first force that is described there, the Bible calls it waters. The waters. In the Hebrew, is mayim, the waters. And this description of waters normally is a description that talks about flood, it talks about turbulence, it talks about chaos, it talks about instability. The waters here are not still waters. It's not the kind of waters that you go and drink from. This is turbulent waters. So the whole earth is full of turbulent waters, flood waters. The floods are moving on all over the earth, and as a result, nothing is happening. All that you see is waters. Water is usually good, but when it floods you, it's not good. It's not good at all. Many of us have, sometimes during the rainy season, we've encountered floods. Sometimes it comes into our homes, it goes into the streets, it goes into the roads, pulls cars along. Sometimes it causes a lot of damage. And in other parts of the world, waters can be very destructive, especially in the monsoon regions of the world in Asia. Waters Now, this is the kind of waters that the passage is talking about, the Mayim. It is the same word that is used to describe the flood waters of Noah's time that engulfed the whole earth. So the whole earth is full of water, flood overwhelming the earth. And this water represents and symbolizes powerful events that take over everything in our lives. A flood is so powerful that when it hits you, it moves everything along with it. So the flood here the Bible is talking about is not just water you can drink, water you can use to water your garden, but this is something that is overwhelming. It's all over the place. So I want you for a moment to think about events in our lives that sometimes act like flood. It comes into your life and it just moves everything out of the way and it occupies your whole life. It could be a failure. Maybe you fail at something, you fail at an exam, you fail at your marriage, you fail, something fails, something is not working, and all of a sudden it occupies your whole life. Sometimes it can be a betrayal. Somebody betrays you. A painful experience, something happens and it takes over your life. That is what we are talking about, a flood. And when your life is taken over by events and they flood you, you realize that nothing is happening. You realize your whole life has been taken over by one thing. And some of us are sitting here today and our lives have been flooded by pain, by disappointment, by betrayal, sometimes by financial problems. And it's taken over your life. It's taken over your life. You think about it, you talk about it, you sleep it, you wake up with it, you dream it. That's a flood. That's a flood. And it's taken over your life. So that's the first event we see, the waters. Powerful events that take over everything in our lives. But there is a second force that the Bible talks about. It talks about land, dry land, order, stability. So in the midst of the flood, in the midst of the waters, there is land. You know, today when we think of the earth, we think of the earth as solid ground. We think of the earth in terms of the Latin word terra firma, solid ground. That's how we think of the earth. But there was a time there was no terra firma. It was all instability. Everything is covered. But the Bible says in the midst of the waters, there is still earth. But it is hidden by the waters. It is hidden by the flood. So the land there talks about your undiscovered strength that is hidden from view. So two things are happening. A flood is taking place on top, but underneath is terra firma. There's a flood on top, but there's something underneath. Now you have to picture your life always that way. That no matter what is flooding your life, there is something stable sitting underneath your life. You may not see it, you may not feel it, you may not even think it's there, but it is there in the midst of the flood, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the disappointment, in the midst of your fears, there is something solid deep down sitting. And that's how the earth was. There is waters on top, terra firma underneath. If you were there, and of course, none of us was there, but if you were there and you cast your eyes, all you would see would be water. Water. You would never see strength. You will never see terra firma. So, what do we do when we find that our lives have been flooded by trouble? What do you do? There are some of you sitting here and your whole life is controlled by by painful memories controls everything. Your memory is controlled by it. Maybe somebody you love betrayed you, disappointed you. Somebody hit you so badly. And you wonder, how can human beings be so wicked? You know, whether you wonder or not, people are very, very unpredictable. And when I say people, I mean you. People is not them. People is us. When we say people are, you can't trust people. Who are the people? So if I say, hey, don't trust people, oh, I mean it's the other person. When he says, don't trust people, oh, it's me. We are all humans, and we all hurt people, and we all deny people and betray people. Jesus was denied and betrayed by his loved ones. It's going to happen to you one way or the other. And sometimes it can flood you. And sometimes you can be flooded by financial problems and all kinds of things. So how do we deal with the floods of life, the waters of life that have taken over our lives, ruling our lives? Every conversation comes up with it. Every time you pick up the phone, somebody stops. By the third sentence, you're going to talk about something bad in your life. And pretty soon, nobody wants to talk to you on the phone again because you are so predictable, your life is flooded. How do we deal with that? And that is what we're going to look at. And there are three things that we're going to look at on how to deal with that. Now, in the midst of all of these troubles, God issued instructions. And each instruction begins with the word let. And there are three lets in the passage that we read. Let means be, allow, permit, make happen, become. So God is going to solve the problem of a life on earth that is overwhelmed by waters, and he issues three commands. The first one, let the waters be gathered into one place. That's God's instruction. Let the waters be gathered in one place. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. The thing about water is that it can sometimes be a blessing, unless it's a flood. And it's a flood when it is all over the place. So God says, if I'm going to fix this problem of an overwhelmed earth, then the first thing I'm going to do is I have to gather all the waters. Instead of them being all over the place, I have to gather them and put them in specific places. Let them be gathered into one place. Gather them, organize them, confine it, but don't let it be all over the place. And what is the lesson that we learn from it? What's the action we can take from it? Is that when I am overwhelmed, I must confine my experiences to where they belong. We must not allow our experiences to run all over the place. My past belongs to my past. My past does not belong to my future. Don't allow past pain to determine future relationships. Because somebody might have failed you, it doesn't mean the next person will also fail you. Your past must be gathered and put where it belongs. Your pain must be gathered and put where it belongs. Somebody failed you, it doesn't mean all people are failures. The problem with life is one person fails us, we think everybody is a failure. That's the flood. We have let the waters cover everything. God says, don't let it cover everything. Take the waters, put them where it belongs. The one who failed you is not the whole earth. The one who failed you is your husband. And he's only one man of 3.7 billion on the earth, of 4 billion people on the earth. Only one man failed you. Don't let it flood your life, because there is another man who is coming. And if you don't clear this flood, you're not going to see the future that God has for you. One person betrayed you, but not all human beings betrayed you. You cannot say, don't trust people. That is allowing the waters to cover the whole earth. God says, put it where it belongs. It was that friend from secondary school who betrayed you, not everybody. You have to compartmentalize problems. Domestic problems stay at home. They don't go to the office. You don't go to the office complaining about what has happened at home. Oh, and my children, and the school fees, and that. That's not what your customers are there for. They are there to receive a service from you, not to solve your domestic problems with homework and lunchbox. Don't let the waters cover everything. Keep them where they are. Past issues stay in the past. Because if you don't, the past will rule your present and your future. And many of us are fighting battles because we have allowed things to run all over the place. We are talking over it all the time. We are complaining about it all the time. Office problems belong to the office. You have a problem with your boss, don't take it on your wife. She's not your boss. Let the waters be gathered and put where they are. Are you following me? Because if you don't learn that principle, your life will be flooded by little issues, and you spread it everywhere. Sometimes somebody hurts you, and then you also ignore your best friend. You don't pick your call again. You don't talk to your best friends again. People who will strengthen you, you've abandoned them because an ignorant person hurt you. Let the waters be gathered and put them where they belong. I must confine my experiences to where they belong. If they belong to my past, they stay in my past. If only one person did it, then only one person did it. Don't say, I'm not going to go to church again because the church is full of hypocrites. How many church members have you known for you to even come to the conclusion that it's full of hypocrites? All these thousand people, how many of them do you know? Only one person or two people in your group. It cannot be the whole church. It cannot be. Don't let the waters flood the earth. God says, don't do that. Take the waters, put them where they belong. Because if you don't know how to gather problems and put them where they belong, little problems will totally ruin your life.